I'd like to welcome everybody in attendance, including our public gallery, to the meeting of the Georgetown Council of the 27th of February 2024. As per our custom, we'll start with our acknowledgement of country. Georgetown Council acknowledges the Palawa people from the Litera Marina tribe from Port Dalrymple as the traditional custodians of the land. We honour and give thanks for the caring of country, seas and skies of Kini Mata Te Kinta and surrounds. We pay respect to the elders past, present and future, for they hold the memories, traditions, culture and hope of Pākehā people in Litruwita. Our attendance register today, apologies and leave of absence, we have none. However, I will point to Cheryl Hyde, our Director of Organizational Performance Strategy and Engage. Oh no, sorry, Corporate and Community. Sorry, Corporate and Community, who is very kindly here on her leave day. I think that deserves some level of credit. So thank you very much, Cheryl. In attendance today, we have Councillor Barwick, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Archer, Councillor Harris, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Orr, Councillor and Deputy Mayor Greg Dawson, and Councillor and Mayor Keezer. We have our General Manager Shane Power, our Director of Corporate and Community, Cheryl Hyde, our Director of Organizational Performance Strategy and Engagement, Rick Dunn, our Director of Infrastructure and Development, Andrew McCarthy, and our ever-present Senior Executive Assistance and Governance Officer, Louise Dickinson. And we're hoping that the information technology cooperates, but I may slow the meeting if any challenges present themselves. I'm relying on Louise to yodel if that happens. We're good to go. All right, we'll start our agenda off. Section 2, the confirmations of minutes. Section 2.1, the minutes for the ordinary council meeting held on the 23rd of January. Calling for a mover, please. Councillor Dawson is our mover, seconded by Councillor Ashley. Councillor Dawson.
I've read through the minutes and they all seem to be accurate.
Councillor Ashley.
Yes, I agree with Councillor Dawson.
Thank you very much. I'll open the floor to any speakers for, against or questions.
Thank you, Mayor. What's the story with these different versions of the minutes? I noticed that there's minutes that were provided on 13th of February, I think it was, are different to what's been provided for approval today, and who's able to get there and actually modify these minutes. Yeah, it doesn't appear to be version control or anything like this, and I don't know if the councillors really do know what they're approving.
Certainly the ones in the, if there's anyone is in doubt, it would be the version attached to this agenda. If there is, I don't doubt the councillor's observation, but let's make sure that you are clear. That is what you're approving, the draft in front of you. Anything further to add, Councillor Archer? Do you want to address a question to the General Manager in terms of why there may be subsequent different versions? I can't comment.
No, sorry, I'll just retract that because I just realised it's actually the closed minutes that notes the change.
Yes.
So, sorry. Anyway, I'll bring it up again later.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Let's continue then. All right. I'm going to put that immediately to vote. I don't think you need to have closing arguments. All those in favour of accepting the minutes, please raise your hand or say aye. We have a unanimous decision. Section 3, late items. There are nil. Public question time. Well, none are registered, and we have no responses to previous ones, but we do have, I don't know, is it a guest? I'm hoping you've got something to add. I've never seen you in full flight. I can't tell you how disappointed I am. I don't know. I think that's terribly anticlimactic. I greatly appreciate you not unfurling on us. All right, section five then, declarations of interest.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to acknowledge Andrew McCarthy, who has put this agenda together in his capacity as acting general manager at the time, and thank him for his efforts in that regard. Nothing further to add. Thank you.
So then do we, I'm assuming then that you will be making your general manager's declaration that will supersede this one in here, or do we go with the acting one?
It's just presented for noting as per the acting general manager's declaration.
We note the acting general manager's declaration. At this point, I'll ask all councillors if anyone has any conflicts to declare on today's agenda, real or perceived, now is the time to do it, relating to the open agenda. Anybody? None duly noted. We can then move forward. Section 7, the planning authority, and I'm reminded that once we handle planning authority issues, we are to be reminded that we are acting as a planning authority for this item of the recommendation of the agenda. This one relates to 7.1, the LPS and substantial modifications that have been made to our own LPS. The report, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. I will point you, however, to page 22 to view the recommendations that stand, which is effectively to accept the recommendation and the changes. I will call for a mover then, please. Mover is Councillor Barwick, seconded by Councillor Harris. Councillor Barwick, take it away. A button on your thing, if someone can help her, please. Thank you.
It's been a lot of effort put into this report, and with the help of our planning department, it's been made a lot easier for us to understand where this report's come, how far it's taken, what it's gone through, and how much it's involved. But I'd recommend, if, and I know all councillors have read this report by the questions that were put through today and at our workshop about it. So. I'm not going into every little bit of detail about it. It's there for everyone to read, but well written, and I believe it matches up to everything that our planning scheme and to what we, Justin's, agreed to.
Thank you, Councillor Barwick. And before I hand over to our seconder, Councillor Harris, I just acknowledge Justin Simons, who's arrived at the front to assist us. Over to you, Councillor Harris. There we go. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, and congratulations to the Planning Department on the document they've put forward. And I tend to agree, and it doesn't happen very often, but I tend to agree with everything Mrs. Barwick has said.
Thank you very much. On that, I'll open it to the floor. Speakers for, against, or questions? Councillor Orr.
Acknowledge the work the Council has done on this. Also, I'd like to acknowledge the work the representations of the area around Gees Marsh Road regarding the reinstatement of the landscape conservation zone to that region, and hopefully our submission to the Tasmanian Planning Commission is positive.
Good. I echo your sentiments. Any further speakers? Yes, Councillor Lowe.
Thank you. Just a comment. So I had some gaps in my knowledge with regards to this item, and I just want to thank the council because I did receive calls and emails and have face-to-faces to get my understanding to where it needed to be. So I just wanted to acknowledge the effort gone to by the council staff. Thank you.
Thank you kindly. Anyone else? Councillor Barwick, if you wish to close. Thank you. I'll put that one to a vote. All of those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye.
Aye.
Once again, we have a unanimous decision. Thank you. And I'll just remind everybody that now that we've made our decision regarding planning, we will cease acting as a planning authority and return to our normal council meeting. Section 8, Office of the General Manager. Section 8.1 pertains to council workshops that were conducted in January and February, the attendance, the contents of those workshops, so that the general public is aware of the work that we sometimes do undertake behind closed doors. And I'll ask for a mover of that report, please. Councillor Mason is our mover, seconded by Councillor Dawson. Councillor Mason.
Just received a report, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Dawson.
Well, if anything, I've got the same regards to the report. All good.
Thank you. I will make one slight comment. I just want to commend the team. We've had a string of very packed workshops that I know a huge amount of effort goes into to bring in external contributors, consultants, to try and inform us to make the best decisions for our community. I'm finding as the chair, I'm really having to exercise some very tight time management, so we're not here all hours of the day and night, but they've been action-packed to say the least, so that's good work. Well done. Anyone else? Otherwise, we'll move to the closing. Yep, Councillor Barwick.
I'd like to just ask if there could be an item added in here under the section on page 24.
Yep.
Under governance, policy management, it just says policy management, but we did discuss the Georgetown Council 12 policy, governance policy, which was adopted on April 23. I think that if that policy was listed in there, it at least, we did discuss that policy, and that's the policy that runs.
Yeah, fair enough.
So if you don't mind to add that in.
I think it's a reasonable request.
Yeah,
thank you. I'll hand it back to Councillor Mason if you wish to close.
Oh, close, thank you.
We'll put that to a vote. All of those in favour of accepting the report, please raise your hand or say aye.
Aye.
We have another unanimous decision.
With that amendment.
Thank you. With that amendment. Just, I'm just double checking that my partner is up to date. We're good? Thank you. Good.
Here it is, Sean.
Right. Section 8.2. So it gives me some pleasure to see that see this item and the subsequently attached submission, as I think for us, mostly it will be our culmination of the local government review process. The report delivers 37 recommendations which have been vetted by ourselves, the Local Government Association of Tasmania, and have been escalated and fed back. I'm not going to say that those recommendations are earth-shattering, but I certainly do think that the repercussions are far-reaching, so at least the process has not been without some output. I will ask for a mover then for this item, please. There's a lot of enthusiasm in the room. Councillor Dawson is doing the heavy lifting. Thank you, Councillor. Seconded by Councillor Harris. Councillor Dawson.
Now, this motion is simply to authorise the General Manager to make a submission to the Local Government Review Board in line with officers and councillors' comments. Most of us have workshopped this extensively. We've had quite a bit of conversation around what this means for our community going forward. I think everyone's had the opportunity to contribute in one form or another, and a number of councillors may have made individual submissions outside of this process as well, as were allowed or expected. So now I'm pretty comfortable with authorising the GM to move forward with this, and good luck in the future.
Thank you, Councillor Dawson. Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, look, 37 changes seems like a lot, but it's probably a lot that needed to be done to follow on with other council changes within the state to follow the new planning system.
Thank you, sir. I'll open the floor then to speakers for, against, or questions on the motion. Councillor Barwick.
Mr. Chairman, this is a document that's the General Manager seeking approval for it to be a consolidated submission comprising the officers' and elected members' views. That's fine, but in some of this the views of this document that's written up, I personally do not agree with, but I have a very, my thoughts are, we have never ever spoken with the community or gone to the people at any stage on any of this, and I'm here to represent the entire community, and I just don't feel I am supporting the community by voting for what we around this table or people around this table and management want to do with this. I think it needs to be wider spread, so I'm speaking against supporting my support for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Barwick, and as always, we agree with you. Your views are your own, and we respect those views immensely, even if they occasionally do not accord with the dominant view of the body. Any other speakers or questions? Councillor Orr.
Thank you, Mayor. So this is authorised, it's in line with Officer and Councillor's comments, so I have included my comments on there as well, so I will endorse this because it has my initial comments, and also encourage the public to put their submissions in, and I believe that closes in the month, so you haven't long to do that, so people can still put their own submissions in as well, as some other councillors have done themselves.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone else? Councillor Archer.
Thank you, Mayor. People shouldn't be afraid of reform in local government. Traditionally, there's been, and through this process, there's plenty of vested interests, wanting to protect their patch or seem to be protecting their patch, amongst other things, or their own interests. I think it's something that we've, not just our community, but communities have to continuously look at. And think about what is genuinely best for the people in their municipalities and their region. But that said, I think there's nothing wrong with this with the submission along these lines. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. All right, I'll hand it back to Move, unless there are other questions. Good. Sorry, your microphone's light is on. Handing it over to Councillor Dawson to close.
No, thank you. When we look at the process, it's taken pretty much from 2014 through until now with local government reform, and there has been some voluntary mergers touted, and I think that'll be the focus of the Office of Local Government over the next couple of years. And then there'll be another phase which will of course incorporate Councillor Barwick's suggestion there that our community needs to be consulted, and I don't disagree with that. I think that would be an appropriate way forward, so I think at the next phase then I think this council needs to encourage community to get involved and involve ourselves with community as far as that conversation and see where it leads. I think I'm certainly not opposed to conversation about how Georgetown fits within our broader region, and I think that's something that community needs to be involved in. But other than that, I put the recommendation and hope everybody supports it.
Thank you kindly. We'll put that to a vote. All of those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Keyser, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Archer, Councillor Harris, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Orr, Councillor Dawson, Councillor Keyser, I think I may have said, and then against we have Councillor Barwick. The motion is carried 8-1. Very good. All right, section 8.3, the ever-touted quarterly report. So this is for quarter two, which runs from the 1st of October to the 31st of December. Reminder to the general public that the publishing of the quarterly report usually runs a quarter behind because it takes that long for all of the actual trading numbers, transactions, payments, all the rest to come in so that we actually know where we are. So you always get it one quarter in arrears. But as I'm sure anyone who's ever looked at a quarterly report, it contains practically every metric, every transparent financial of where we are, what we're spending, how we're spending it, how it ties into our budget, and how it ties into our plan. I can say no more. I'll ask for a mover for this quarter's quarterly report, please. And the mover is Councillor Mason. and it is seconded by Councillor Ashley. Councillor Mason.
Well, you heard the Mayor introduce the motion, so it's basically what he said. It's a summary of the operations and the financial of the second quarter. So I'll move the officer's recommendation, one and two. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Ashley.
I agree with Councillor Mason, and I think that we should take the officer's recommendation, one and two, as well.
Thank you very much. I'll open the floor to any speakers for or against or questions relating to the quarterly report. Councillor Orr.
Through the chair to the GM. So seems we've been quite busy for 3 months, General Manager. So all these events you attended, is that in work capacity or private, some of those?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for the question, Councillor. Or no, these are all through work capacity, not necessarily within business hours, though, if that makes sense.
Any other questions? Councillor Barwick. Well, don't worry, we can wait. And just the microphone as well, please. Yes, I'm going to just quickly take one question for Councillor Orr in the meantime. You find... let's start, we'll take one with Councillor... All right, just hold on, let's just care. Go for it. Councillor Barwick.
Oh, dear. On the use of the seal... on the 22nd of December, can what is a roving curator assistance deed? What is that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it's an arts deed, but I may defer over to our Director of Corporate and Community Services, Cheryl Hyde, to expand that a bit further.
Welcome to the front, Cheryl.
Thank you, Mayor. Through the Mayor, to answer the question, Council's been successful in receiving some funding for a roving curator to assist with the Bass and Flinders Museum and the staff there in understanding the care and operation of that museum and some policies and things going forward around that. So we're very fortunate to be able to receive that funding, which will help our staff at that museum.
So it's effectively manpower.
How much?
Off the top of my head, Councillor Barwick, I can't recall what that is, but I will...
roughly?
Sorry, I'm...
I'd rather...
No comment.
I'd rather the
just
director
no
doesn't...
Comment.
If the director doesn't know, I think it's good protocol to just call it out and advise us properly afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Any further questions? Yes, Councillor Orr.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, so... on page 474 of the attachment of the quarterly report, motion 181/23 says in progress. Could I have an update on that, please?
That's the Dalrymple Road speed limit.
Yeah. Andrew, sorry.
Is it Andrew McCarthy? So it is on page 474. It is motion 181/23, the Dalrymple Road speed limit. That Georgetown Council contracts the Department of State Growth to request the southern 80 km/h speed limit on Dalrymple Road near the East Arm Road intersection to be relocated north to the length of road north of Industry Road. And I do believe we did have a presentation during workshop, but I'll let the director run through.
We did on the next one down.
Next one down. Ah, you're the next one down, is it? Okay. So go to 474. And then there's the two in the middle. So that's the move the speed limit. And then 181. And then that one over there, that will put that one as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So in relation to the first item there, the council contacts the Department of State Growth and requests southern 80 km/h. Limit on Dalrymple Road near East Tamer Road intersection to be relocated north to the length of road north of Industry Road. I don't think I'll read that out very well. But we have, so what council officers did was they Both of these items were put together and we engaged a traffic engineer to do an assessment of that that corridor. So they reviewed the original request to lower the speed limit. That was while there were road widening. There were some bridges that were replaced near the intersection to the Glen Road and Dalrymple Road. So the authority to lower the speed limit was on the basis until those works were undertaken. So we've now completed those upgraded works through that corridor, apart from the intersection to the Glen Road and Dalrymple Road, which is now, I think that matter is those works will start soon, but what the traffic engineer advised was that those speed limits could be lifted up to 100 as of now, and then the works associated with the upgrade of the junction would be managed through road work, signage and the like. In relation to the industry road, the traffic engineer did the assessment there and identified that road it's appropriate for that to remain at 100 kilometres an hour. The report, which I think I've shared with councillors, identified a series of improvements to signage and relocation of signage and introduction of additional signage to help with the safety, chevrons and the like. So at the moment, the council officers have ordered the signage to be installed and the speed changes to the speed limit signs. So when they do arrive, they'll be installed and the speed limits will be changed as per the report. And prior to that occurring, we'll obviously contact the local residents and the users that use that corridor.
Thank you.
Could I ask who the engineer was?
Hang on,
we're
just going to let the
council
all finish.
So do you still need to contact Department of State Growth to get the speed limit back to 100 k's?
No.
You don't?
Was conditioned on the upgrade.
Good. And the second one was the traffic engineer report. That was, is that a public document or is that not? Can you make that public or not? Or
through you, Mr. Mayor, no decision's been made on it, to be honest, Council. Or it's not something we typically would publish, but I don't see why we couldn't. So we'll review the documentation to see if there's any sensitivity in there.
Or maybe could we do a summary of the document then for the public?
Yeah,
what the recommendations are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds reasonable to me. Okay, now over to you, Councillor Barber.
I just wanted to ask who was the engineer that did the report on that bend coming from the road round?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So, we engaged an external traffic engineering company.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions relating to the quarterly report?
Yeah. Can I just
Yes, please. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Mayor. Through you to Councillor Barwick. I've just had a review of the deed for the curation assistance grant. It's actually no dollar value. It's for 8 days assistance at the Bass and Flinders Centre, including travel time. So there's no actual dollar value. It's actually a physical assistance grant to the Bass and Flinders staff.
Excellent. Thank you very much. All right. Are there any other questions? I can move to close. Councillor Orr.
Okay. So one through the chair to the Director of Organisation, Performance Strategy and Engagement.
Rick, you're up.
So page 470, planning number 05221, which is 2021, which is 3 years ago. The notice of motion dog management policy review. It's taken some time.
So page 470, and it is relating to dog management policy, that one over there. Through the chair to Rick Dunn.
Thank you, Mayor. So, just requiring an update, Councillor?
Yes.
Yep, yeah, okay. So, as it states, policy will be reviewed in 2024. There was some confusion, and I think it emanated from discussion around the table previously about dog zones, walking zones, where tenure started and finished from Parks to Crown to Council, and we requested some information from Parks as to what the boundaries were and what the restrictions were and what Parks' responsibilities were, given that there was some debate with a neighbouring council some time ago about what Parks would be doing to manage those areas. So where we've got to, we've made contact with the Parks representative. We're meeting with them next week to run through all the responsibilities that Parks have. They have indicated that there may be some flexibility around what their previous position was, but we'll confirm that at the meeting next week. And as soon as we have a clear position on that, we'll come back to council at a workshop and or a council meeting.
Okay. Fantastic. A great update. Thank you very much. I think everyone's looking forward to that one wrapping up. All right. Anyone else? We'll move it back to Councillor Mason to close.
Aye, close. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. And we are unanimous on that one. Motion is carried. All right. Section 8.4, which is the Local Government Association of Tasmania's general meeting on the 14th of March 2024. There are a number of motions put up by councils for consideration to the attendees and all of the reps. There are two ways that we typically go with these things. And again, forgive me for just paraphrasing. So one is councils have a choice of going around the table and giving an indication of their personal views on each of the items, and then voting for me to vote according to their preferences. Or alternatively, you can authorise me to vote in accordance with your preferences and our strategic direction, policy and plan, which gives a little bit more wiggle room if there are amendments, changes on the day, which the previous one can be a little bit inflexible on. But one thing I will note is that there's still a bit of workshopping that needs to be done in order to establish the preferences on the motions, so just bear that in mind. Yes?
Just ask for verification on page 39.
Yes.
Which is under the officer's recommendations.
Yes.
It has
D, E,
and F, but shouldn't it be A, B, and C?
Through the chair to the general manager.
Yes, that is correct.
It is. It's a typo.
Thank you.
Because you can, if you look at the previous page,
yeah, that's
on page 37, yeah. Same item. Same one, Clarence City Council, A, B, C, and this one has come out D. So there's a piece of software, cheers Doug, there's a piece of software used called Document Assembler, and every now and then you can confuse it with these sorts of things.
It does it automatically.
It's one of those things,
okay,
but thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you for pointing that out. All right, we need a mover. Are you going to move one or are you going to move two?
I'm moving
two. Dawson is our mover, moving two.
I'll take it.
Mason is our seconder. Yes. Well, typically you would, unless it's procedural relating to the structure of the meeting, not the item itself. So we'll let them do. Okay, so we first. Councillor Dawson, you are our mover. Thank you. Councillor Mason is our seconder.
Yes, have all faith in the mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I'll open it to the floor. Councillor Lowe.
Thank you. I did have some questions and comments and some in regards to these. So I did want to workshop these.
Yes.
So would we be workshopping these this afternoon?
We will try straight after this meeting to do a workshop once the meeting is concluded on these items, so I understand the preferences of the councillors.
Thank you.
Thank you. Assuming everyone's available, you know, we may have to adjust, but we'll work it out. All right, any other questions? Councillor Barwick.
I'd just like to ask this question, and I even copied it because I got legal advice before. The wording principle scares me.
Yes.
Because it doesn't really mean anything. It means lots of things, I suppose. Although if some dictionary, in the Oxford Dictionary, it says...
Well done.
It indicates that although something is theoretically possible, in reality it may not actually happen, in principle, and then they quote whatever. There's another one, references in principle. You agree, in general terms, to the idea of it, even though you do not yet know the details of it.
Correct.
You know, that's why I just don't like the word in principle.
Correct.
Because we're all blind, and I just thought...
I think it's a very fair observation. However, it is typically at the meeting that you call for speakers.
Yeah,
you can add colour, detail and flesh to these types of motions, that those things are unpicked and uncovered. So in principle, you're providing the support. That's sometimes why the mechanism of listening to the debate to inform you makes it a richer experience.
Yeah, and that then means that you will come back to us.
Don't worry about it. All right. Any other speakers? Okay. Councillor Dawson, you want to say anything in closing? We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye.
Aye.
And we are unanimous on that one. Section 9, infrastructure and development. None. Nil. Section 10, corporate and community. This is 10.1, the review of the councillor allowances policy.
So can I move with a small addition, please?
Yep. So the mover is Councillor Orr. Okay, if you can just list your changes, please.
So endorses the proposed changes to the council allowance policies as presented, exactly as on the recommendation. With additional change of removing 8.3.9.
Okay, so my pack is missing a page, so let me quickly just...
page 5, I think we're... page 524.
49.
So 47.
8.3.9.
47.
Hang on a second, let me just catch up. That's why we have the electronic one. Is that where it's contained?
2524.
48.49.
I'm missing
page 48.49.
Is everybody else? Yeah, I think that's universal.
Because 47, I had a question on.
Okay, so let me hold on a second. Let me just quickly just make sure I've got the electronic version, then I'll take notes.
Oh, half the councillors haven't got the minutes.
Okay, so if you have the electronic copy, then you are correct. You're missing page. Then you will, in the electronic copy, pick a button. You will see page 48, and 48 simply contains one line that says the recommendation is that the council endorses the proposed changes to the council allowances policy as presented.
Yeah.
However, Councillor Orr is moving that we omit point 8.
8.3.9.
Omit 8.3.9.
525 page.
Which is on page 529.
The 8.3 starts at 524 and goes through to 525.
Yeah, it is missing.
So let's read that so everybody knows what they've heard. And I
have to go right at the back.
I'm missing that one as well. 525.
Yeah, where we
were. All right, so let me just read that to everybody. So everyone, one meeting, please. If I can call everyone to attention, please. So that relates to under travel reimbursements 8.3.9 is that councillors are only able to claim travel from their principal residence. Can I call for a seconder, please? Seconder is Councillor Lowe. Hang on. We now have a mover. We now have a seconder. This is going great.
Dot point 9 in the request.
Hang on. Councillor. Lowe is our seconder.
Right,
yes. Okay. Councillor Orr, take it away.
Thank you for the council and the council staff who have put through this update on the council allowance policy. I'm happy with the other changes in the policy. We have spoken before regarding travel claims. So on the start of 8.3, it says councillors are entitled to reimbursement for reasonable out-of-pocket travel expenses. So reasonable out-of-pocket travel expenses, but then we put a condition on what they are. So either we reimburse for the reasonable out-of-pocket travel expenses or we don't. So by saying that councillors don't claim from the principal resident, it affects a lot of the councillors, or some councillors. If you need to go to work first, or you're at work and you go to a council workshop, a workshop meeting, council meeting from work or another location, you can't put a claim in. Wow. And also for other, if you're going to special meetings, workshops and so on. So if you're at work and you, for some reason, get called back to council, you can't claim. This affects all councillors, even the mayor. So in some councils, around, most councils around the state, the mayors actually do are given a car. We don't do that in Georgetown. I've had a look through a lot of other council policies, a lot of the councils. This council allowance policy is supposed to be an open-fronted policy to be available to all public. Some councils don't actually have it listed, but we have read it, especially in the rural areas. This is, I've seen that this is the only, really only council had this clause in. So other councils have clauses that you only claim from the edge of the council boundary. Some have no clauses at all. So I think this sort of is not a reasonable thing to put into a policy. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Orr. Councillor Lowe.
There's near nothing left to say, Jason. Yeah, so I agree. I earmarked that as a concern when I read that. There may have obviously been a reason why some councillors may have put that into a policy previously, but I can't understand why it would hold any value now. I think it's near disrespectful to councillors to put such a clause on it, especially if we do have some living out of the area from time to time or travelling from work. And I just think it's a very, very bizarre point, so yeah, I'd happily see that removed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. With that, I'll open to the floor. Speakers for, against, or questions? Councillor Barwick.
So, what is the motion, Mr. Chairman?
It's to accept the recommendation, accept 8.39. On the, there we go. So, endorse the proposed changes to the council allowances policy as presented. An additional alteration is to remove 8.39. Councillors are only able to claim travel from their principal residence.
Well, I will speak against that motion, Mr. Chairman. And I will bring up the issues that how it became there in the first place. And I don't believe that if a councillor is... well, use Councillor Brooks for an instance. Councillor Brooks used to work. But Councillor Brooks only claimed as if she was coming from her house to the table. She never claimed from Lonnie to come into the council meeting. She either took the day off or she just claimed her normal travelling. There was a bit of a debate and an argument here about the travelling. The reason the 8.39 or 0.9, it was in the list of figures, got on there was because the mayor...
Hang on, personal confidential information. Well, it's personal information, so be very careful.
It was at the time because of people saying that they live somewhere and they live somewhere else at the same time. And then one of our councillors, it's no longer... on the council now, put the motion forward because of the fact that they were the person that was people not going to be stupid, just working out how to say it. Anyway, just to really say to put it to the test, they did not. It was then used to say, right, if you are standing in an electorate of wherever you're registered in the electorate as living is where you charge your travelling from, right? You can't say you if you're in the electorate of Lyons or wherever, and you have property in Georgetown and you are elected on this council, then you get paid your travelling from the electorate that you're elected into, even though you live here. You've got a shack here, but you don't live here. So you could claim your travelling, right? So what was happening is that's when this council decided wherever you're registered on the Tasmanian electoral roll as the electoral area that you are in is where you get charged your travelling from. And that's the reason how it came up. It's been attempted many times to change it. There has been different areas of trying to change this, but as for other council laws, I remember one of our council laws made comment that they'd been somewhere and they wanted to go from point A, that they didn't feel that they could claim where they were that night, that particular night, to come down here to a meeting. Yet they'd been to a meeting for the council at the time and spent the night in town instead of coming back here. They had every right to really put their claim from where they were to come here. And then if the general manager or the accountant wanted verification, it's in the Act that our policy that virtually lets them talk about that. But I don't support removing that out of the system. I think it should stay there, because where you say, virtually you're saying your main area is in the electoral roll of Bass, so Lyons or wherever, whichever it was, whether you're in Flint, wherever, that is where. If that's where you're elected from, you pay, you'll get travel from. And that's how it came in there. But I don't support removing it from our document.
Thank you, Councillor Bowick. Any other speakers? Councillor Archer?
I think I can see what Councillor Orr was getting at here. I think there could be some finesse added to that. I think there's absolutely merit to what Councillor Barwick's saying. Let's say, for example, if we remove the principal residence bit and let's say I had a shack at Cockle Creek, for example. It's getting a bit
meeting,
extreme.
One meeting, respect everyone, please.
There was a kind interjection, I believe. If I was to claim travel from my shack at Cockle Creek, is that reasonable? I don't think so. If my residence, if my shack was at Bishanoe, not my principal residence, but let's say I had a shack at Bishanoe, claim travel from there, is that reasonable? I still don't think so. Where do you draw the line? I think you can draw the line at the municipal boundary on travel. How that's worded, I think it's a bit much of a step to remove. I mean, that Councillor Barwick's explained why the principal residence was put in there as well as she could. With that, I would like to move that the matter be deferred to the next ordinary meeting and we can discuss it at a workshop to get some good wording there and get some collective thought and acceptance okay. of any amendment.
We have a procedural motion.
That's a procedural motion, yes.
We have a procedural motion. So as you know, the protocol is we have a mover then for a procedural motion. Let's make sure that we catch us up. Procedural. So the procedural motion is to defer. I'm going to call, is anyone going to move as a seconder for that motion to defer? Councillor Dawson is moving as the seconder. Okay, so now we have a mover and now we have a seconder. So the general rules are when you have a procedural motion, debate on your initial motion ceases immediately, and we will now vote on that procedural motion whether you wish to defer or not. So this is one that goes straight to a vote. All those in favour of deferring, please raise your hand or say aye.
Aye.
We have Councillor Barwick, we have Councillor Archer, we have Councillor Harris, we have Councillor Lowe, and we have Councillor Dawson. So let's just... No. Did you move to defer? Yeah, you did as well. So let me just make sure I've got... So we've got Heather Barwick, we've got Heather Ashley, we've got Winston Archer, we've got Tim Harris, we've got Councillor Lowe, did you move to defer?
Yes.
Councillor Lowe, and we have Councillor Dawson. Against, we have Councillor Orr, Councillor Mason, and Councillor Keyser. The motion is carried, we will defer. Yes.
What happens if we're not being paid allowance and power accident? Who's insurance covers?
I think that's a perfectly good question to move to our workshop session.
Yeah.
Sounds like a winning strategy to me. All right. So we've dispensed with that one. That takes us to Section 12, items relating to the matter, in this case the Mayor, Deputy Mayor and councillors, which is matters of involvement from January and February for myself, Councillor Dawson and Councillor Orr. I'm going to first call for a mover, please, to accept the report. A mover. Councillor Mason is our mover, seconded by Councillor Ashley. Councillor Mason.
We'll receive the report. I don't have any particular item to raise, but I should imagine others will. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ashley.
No, I'm the same opinion as Councillor Mason.
I'll ask and open it up to questions if anyone has any. Councillor.
Thank you, Mayor. So all these events, you've been to a lot of events, this is all in official capacity.
I do believe they are.
Well,
you could argue that attending the symphony orchestra is probably bridging the line, but I'm happy to say that I represented the council there.
Yeah, I was quite sure you sang there or you opened it, that's all.
I don't think I did open it, to be honest.
Just clarification, January 24th audit panel meeting.
Yes.
Did you hear that at that one?
Yes, I think it was, wasn't it? Hold on, let me just double check. I think it was. I remember saying it. Yeah, no, it did. It definitely was. 100%, definitely. Definitely. Sat in that chair over there. Yes.
One through the chair to the Deputy Mayor.
Through the to the Deputy Mayor?
Okay. The Cultural Awareness Workshop.
What's the question in regards to that?
Cultural Awareness Workshop, what was that about?
Cultural awareness.
What are the learnings from the day?
My learnings from the day, cultural awareness around our Aboriginal communities. I was a little bit disappointed that other councillors didn't attend. Some others.
I attended it on the 21st. And I found it to be very, very informative. I did genuinely leave there with some new understanding. I thought that was pretty good. Also had an opportunity to hotly debate our facilitator on a few issues. I think all in the spirit of respect. Councillor Ashley.
I actually attended the workshop as well.
On the 20th, yes.
No, I went the one that Greg was at.
20th.
20th, yes. I found it very interesting and I learnt quite a lot. And I thought it was just really, really informative. And I felt I got a lot out of the workshop.
Thank you.
Was that to do with the recognition action plan, the RAP?
No, I don't think it's directly tied to our reconciliation action plan.
It is or not?
I don't think it is directly tied. No, yep, through the chair to the general manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And, it is tied to council's reconciliation action plan in that the plan calls on building the capacity and understanding of cultural awareness, both for the organisation and the leadership of the community.
So the answer is firm, yes, it is. It was good. I would encourage anybody who has access to one of these workshops to attend. You might just learn something. Councillor Orr.
Last one. Attend a meeting on the community shed. Any more information? What's the community shed?
Ah, you have to tiptoe around this. This is a project that we are working on. It's a project we are working on with a partner regarding the Arts and Artisans Guild. Until the idea is fully fledged and ready for presentation as an agenda item to council, will come before council for approval. But I can just say that it's something that we are working on the background with, and it is looking encouraging at this stage, but lots still to do. Sorry, I can't be more transparent. Yes, Councillor Harris.
Anything enlightening come out of the Tadwater owners?
You know, I got to be honest with you, no. It would be my short answer, but I dialed out when we talked about the dividends, which is the part that I think directly affects our community the most. And it's looking like the second half of the year they're expecting to make up profit that they were short on in the first half of the year and then some, so they're expecting our dividends to be paid in full. Would you agree with that summation, Cheryl? Yes. No, it's purely related to this year's current operations only. But in other words, we will get our dividend, which is looking good. Anyone else? Councillor Dawson.
Yes, through the Chair, to Councillor Orr. What can you tell us about where you attended the General Manager's six-month progress review?
Through the Chair to Councillor Orr. Exactly. Just bear in mind, obviously, we've got the General Manager with us, and it is confidential information.
Yeah, it's confidential in nature, I thought, that one. Yeah. So,
but you can make some general observations.
It was a nice morning session. We had a facilitator come down from the Big Island, and we finished about lunchtime.
Good. Did you find the facilitator did a good job? Was it a library? Did everyone have a chance to contribute?
It was one we hadn't had before, and so it was different perspective on the review. So, yeah.
Thank you. Much appreciated. All right. I think everyone's had a chance. I'll hand it back to Councillor Mason, our mover.
Closed. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll put that one to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. We are unanimous. Thank you very much. I just want to make sure that Louise has got, we're all up to date. Good. Section 13, petitions. There are no petitions. Section 14, notices of motions. To my knowledge, there are no motions coming from the floor. Section 15, councillors' questions with or without notice. There are none to record from previous. Are there any this time? There are none. Section 16, this is the part where we move into closed meeting. As the public can see on 16.1, the items that are going to be discussed are listed. There are a total 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items. I will call first, please, for a mover, is Councillor Mason. And a seconder is Councillor Harris.